From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get relief from international sanctions. Iran now has access to assets, roughly $50 billion. Along with lifting sanctions, Iran has released five people they had detained for some years. Among them are Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, and Saeed Abedini, an Iranian-American Christian pastor. Abedini's wife, Nakma, spoke with reporters.
It's surreal, just unbelievable. Yeah, he's out of Iranian soil, and he's in Germany, and after some medical attention, I'm waiting to hear from him. It's been a roller coaster, but it came really unexpected. It came at a time where I thought, well, I'm going to get myself ready for another 5 years, and I'm just going to trust God and spend time. After 3.5 years of travel, I had taken time off to just focus on the kids and my own health and healing. And so it came at a time where I let go.
Also released, a former Marine, an American student, and one other person about whom little is known. U.S. will release several Iranians who are either in prison or being prosecuted for economic sanctions violations. Sierra Leone is restarting the 42-day countdown to being declared free of Ebola transmission. This comes after a woman died of the deadly virus in recent days. The WHO declared the Ebola outbreak over in West Africa a few days ago after no new cases had emerged. More than 11,000 people have died from Ebola. This is VOA News.